That was Freddy from the Surefire. That was Freddy from the Surefire Soul Ensemble, Gemini. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three new series started on May 26th. The host Tri-City Dust Devils edged the Spokane Indians 3-2. As Anthony Scull's solo shot in the bottom of the eighth was the game-winning hit at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. The Hillsboro Hops shaded the visitors Everett Aqua Sox 5-4 as Hillsboro out-homered Everett 3-1, highlighted by Demetrio Cresante's 3-run jack in the bottom of sixth for his second of the night as the game-winning hit at Hops Ballpark in Hillsboro, Oregon. And the host Vancouver Canadiens blanked the Eugene Emeralds 3-0, despite being tied in hits with four apiece on Rogers Field and Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. On May 27th, Spokane dusted off Tri-City 7-3, highlighted by the Indians' 3-run rally in the top of second, capped off by Kevin Hidalgo's 2-run homer for a 3-2 lead, followed by four more runs in the 7th against the Dust Devils. Followed by four more runs in the 7th against the Dust Devils. Hillsboro doubled up Everett 4-2, highlighted by the Hops' 2 runs in the bottom of 5th for a 3-0 lead, and offset Josh Curran's 2-run dinger in the top of 6. And Eugene bested Vancouver 10-7, highlighted by the Emeralds' 4-run rally in the top of 5th, capped off by John Carlosillo's 3-run blast, followed by another 4 runs in the 6th, where Carlos Gutierrez hit a grand slam. On May 28th, Tri-City and Spokane were in a back-and-forth affair as the Indians opened the scoring in the top of first on Jack O'Dowd's 2-run shot as the Dust Devils... But the Dust Devils played at 3 runs in the bottom of third. Spokane tied a game in the top of 6th on Jack O'Dowd's triple, pulled ahead 4-3 on Max Bellew's double that scored O'Dowd. Okay, so I just quite a lot of playing words here. So on May 28th, Tri-City and Spokane were in a back-and-forth affair as the Indians opened the scoring in the top of 1st on Jack O'Dowd's 2-run shot. But the Dust Devils played at 3 runs in the bottom of 3rd. Spokane tied the game in the top of 6th on Jack O'Dowd's triple, pulled ahead on Max Bellew's double that scored O'Dowd, but Tri-City scored 2 runs in the bottom of 8th on Capri Ortiz's single and triumphed 5-4. Everett and Hillsboro had a back-and-forth slugfest as the Hops tied the game at 4 in the bottom of 7th on Slade Caldwell's 3-1 bomb, which tied the Aqua Sox 3 home runs. Everett pulled ahead 6-4 in the top of 9th, but Hillsboro struck back in the bottom half with Modafi Marte's solo shot and tied on Alberto Barriga's 1-run single at 6 apiece. While the Aqua Sox scored 1 run in the top of 10th, Modafi Marte tied the game on an RBI groundout, and Cade Slade hit a walk-off single for an exciting 8-7 win for the Hops. And Eugene defeated Vancouver 5-2, led by Gavin Killeen's 2-for-4 night, with 2 runs batted in, first an RBI single in the top of 1st, and an RBI double in the top of 2nd, which capped off a 2-run rally for the Emeralds, and was the eventual game-winning hit over the Canadiens. On May 29th, Vancouver defeated Eugene 7-3 as the Canadiens scored a run in each of the first six innings, out-hitting the Emeralds 13-6. Tri-City shaded Spokane 1-0 on Jake Monroe's solo drive in the bottom of 6, and Everett at Hillsboro was a back-and-forth affair. The Aqua Sox jumped a 3-0 lead in the top of 3rd on Carlos Jimenez's 3-run double as a double steal that had Carlos Jimenez steal home, capped off a 4-run rally. Being down 5-0, the Hawks started their comeback trail in the bottom of fifth with a run, another run in the sixth, and a four-run barrage in the seventh, capped off by Brady Council's two-run single and Jose Mejia's one-run single in the eighth that plated Slade Caldwell was the winner, as it offset Austin St. Laurent's one-run single that plated Curtis Washington Jr. in the ninth, and Hillsborough shaded Everett 7-6. On May 30th, Vancouver edged Eugene 5-4, led by Dub Gleet's three-run jack in the bottom of six, which offset the Emeralds' four-run rally in the top of seventh, as Holden Wilkerson of the Canadiens didn't allow any more runs for his first save. Everett shaded Hillsborough 6-4, as Josh Caron broke a 4-4 tie with a two-run home run in the top of ninth, the second home run by the Echo Sox, who out-homered the Hops 2-0. And Spokane exercised Tri-City 9-1, highlighted by the Indians' 6-run assault in the top of eighth, out-hitting the Dust Devils 13-3. Three games are on tap today. Everett continues in Hillsborough, Eugene renews in Vancouver, both at 1:05 p.m., and Spokane resumes in Pasco against Tri-City at 1:30 p.m. All times are Pacific.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current Northwest League standings, which is in the first half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are a runaway first at 36-14. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are second at 26-24. The Everett Aqua Sox are the exact opposite at 24-26 as an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners. About 50 kilometers away, actually. And the rest, the Hillsborough Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fourth at 22-28. Then there is a two-way tie for the last with the Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, and the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, tied at 21-29.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Hard Body Dreams Supreme Order EP. Here is Triumph. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Shining on us like drip water. Pretty women round with them big foreigns. Girl, you now rocking with that one order. We need that money like we rich Porter. Clear diamonds shining on us like drip water. Pretty women round with them big foreigns. Girl, you now rocking with that one order.
This that feel good, this that real hood. Music was my medicine ever since childhood. Misunderstood, only did what I could. But hate was in the air like some bears in the woods. Negative thoughts trying to take over my mind frame. Run around these streets like I was Big Daddy Kane.
What you know about insane? Some stories you can't talk about breaking the game. Yo, they tryna put a wedge in my squad. Kept it MJG, we was coming out hard. With the king and the queen, when the joker flipped cards. Stepping to the party, spitting solar balls. Traveling the cosmos, spreading light like stars. Universal law, Rakim or law. Hip-hop was the message, now these suckers wanna stretch it. I stand corrected, what the guard selected, we protected.
We need that money like we rich Porter. Clear diamonds shining on us like drip water. Pretty women round with them big foreigns. Girl, you now rocking with that one order. We need that money like we rich Porter. Clear diamonds shining on us like drip water. Pretty women round with them big foreigns. Girl, you now rocking with that one order. We the ones that hold it down. All up in the clouds, baby, we the kings with the crown.
Introducing your majesty, it's the family. I planted seeds and grew the salary. Impressed the impress, she spends loot so casually. No stress, getting rid of bread like gluten allergies. I collect and invest, each move a stack to cream. Hands dirty, cash is clean, they view me handsomely. We won't stop till we cop the yacht at the key. Helipad on top to park the chopper as we travel seas. I'm strategic, quiet when the god is speaking. Now the chicken bars, the genius responses watching Regis. We the ones they cannot defeat. Combine the kings, unite the streets. The only ops elite. And we gotta be prosperous, be marvelous. Chopping heads like barber clippers. Bring you life like obstetrician. From inside we glisten, monatomical water sipping. One order, royal soldier, I play my part within it.
We need that money like we rich Porter. Clear diamonds shining on us like drip water. Pretty women round with them big foreigns. Girl, you now rocking with that one order. We need that money like we rich Porter. Clear diamonds shining on us like drip water. Pretty women round with them big foreigns. Girl, you now rocking with that one order.
Got the devil wanna invest in me. She licking on my ears and she thinks she got the best of me. Money buys power, power always got respect for me. That's why I'm hollering money over bitches to the death of me. But Lucy with the fur always seems to take my breath from me. All black everything, I think we got the recipe. Diamonds in the rough, my niggas shine under pressure. Be more money, more rhymes, but never fear the energy. 48 laws, so every man needs some enemies. Just look into my eyes and feel the vibe is so heavenly. She all over my wood because I said she got a friend in me. Always stay fly, see the drip drip heavily. The grind is the grind, both physically and mentally. Sun still shines and in the west where succumbs to sleep. Cause in these streets ain't nothing sweet. Time is money, talk is cheap. Action speak, plan discreet, control and delete, breach.
Trying to make it out. The streets don't supply you a safe around. No, we just trying to make it out. The streets don't supply you a safe around. No, we just trying to make it out. The streets don't supply you a safe around. No, we just trying to make it out. The streets don't supply you a safe around.
Thank y'all for coming out this evening. See, we just trying to give you that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It's been glorious. I mean, you know we remain victorious. And may our names remain notorious. Peace to the seven. I was on the block with the poltergeist. It was cold as ice. While the fiends be smoking pipes at the same time holding knives. You wanna gamble with your life? Come and roll the dice. I'm from a block where they selling twats for a bowl of ice. When it comes to spitting, I be holding mics. Know some brothers that be pimping like they Dolomite. I was in prison, couldn't wait to unfold the kites. Rappers talking loose, nowadays they know that my flow is tight. We stand tall, y'all be at Frodo's height. I heard the drugs, nowadays a Super Bowl price. We was broke, couldn't even get a bowl of rice. I done seen them become kingpins overnight. Dreams.
I would like to provide updates for the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On May 26th, the Red Leafs Facebook page announced the recruitment of Alex Sandu, a forward who stands at 6 feet 2 inches or 188 centimeters and weighs 880 pounds or 82 kilograms. Sandu has spent three of the last four seasons in the British Columbia Hockey and North American Hockey Leagues. During the 2025 seasons, Alex played for the Surrey Eagles, Powder River Kings, who were my favorite team for a while as I spent 7 full years in Powder River, and Salmon Arm Kings for a brief time in the 2024-25 seasons. When he joined the St. Cloud Norsemen of the NHL, scoring 9 goals, tallying 22 assists for 31 points in 50 games. Sandu has played for two teams in the NHL this season. First for the St. Cloud Norsemen, scoring 10 goals, tallying 20 assists for 30 points in just 23 games, followed by a goal in 2 games for the Maine Nordiques, based in U.S.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Now I'd like to provide updates on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A Box Lacrosse Amateur League sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. On May 27th, the Victoria Shamrocks frightened the host Langley Thunder 11-4 at Langley Event Center, led by Marshall King with 2 goals, 3 assists for the first star, Chris Oglieri with 31 saves on 35 shots for the second star, and Patrick Dodds with 2 goals, 2 assists for the third star at Langley Event Center, where the Shamrocks took all 3 stars, and Keegan Aquino of the Thunder was shelled for 10 goals on 44 shots. And Keegan Aquino of the Thunder was shelled for 10 goals on 44 shots. On May 28th, the visitors Nanaimo Timbermen bested the New West Salmon Bellies in an 11-10 barn burner, led by Noah Manning with 3 goals, 3 assists for 6 points as the first star. Noah Armitage with 5 goals, 3 assists in the losing effort for the second star. And Joel Mullen earned a third star with 2 assists for the third star in the Nanaimo's win. The game was at Queen's Park Arena, from what I understand. On May 29th, Langley bested the host Victoria 11-7 at the Q Center in Colwood, as the Thunder were led by Keegan Aquino with 48 saves on 55 shots as the first star. Connor Watson with 3 goals, tallied 3 assists for 6 points as a second star, and Zach Mans scored 2 goals, tallied 4 assists for 6 points for the Shamrocks in the losing effort as the third star. 2 games were on tap for May 30th. The visitors Maple Ridge Barrage bested the Nanaimo Timbermen 13-8 at Frank Crane Arena, as Maple Ridge were led by Tyler Pace with 9 goals, an assist for 8 points for the first star, Peyton Cormier with 3 goals, 4 assists for 7 points as a second star, and Noah Manning tallied 5 assists for Nanaimo in the losing effort as the third star. The host Coquitlam Maidenx sunk the Burnaby Lakers 15-3 at Coquitlam Sports Center, where the Maidenx pumped in 8 goals in the first and took all 3 stars. Keane Moon with 2 goals, 4 assists for the first, Christian Del Bianco with 24 assists with 24 saves for the second, and Jalen Chester with 2 goals, 4 assists for the third. There is one game tonight as Coquitlam visits Maple Ridge at Planet Ice, Cam Neely Arena. The ball drop is at 7 p.m.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police Transition, the largest police transition in Canadian history, which has been intertwined with the Canadian extortion crisis at this time. Three events occurred on May 25th. Nina Krieger, the BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, released pictures of 17 men charged in the Brothers criminal network, including two residents, as they have been charged with 106 offenses linked to correlated blitz of shootings, arson, and violent extortions against South Asian businesses across Canada, led by the Peel Regional Police, where the Surrey Police Service was a partner, along with the Ontario Provincial Police, Canadian Border Services Agency, and FinTrack Canada. Also on May 25th, the SPS provided a news release on a shooting that happened the day before, around 1:40 a.m. at a home between 94th Avenue and 127th Street, but was reported hours later, and the SPS attended around 12:30 p.m. as the residence was also shot at on April 13th. 2026. Later on May 25th at 7:34 p.m., the SPS went to a residence on the 1200 block of South Park Crescent over a suspicious male, who confronted the police and officers opened fire. The SPS and BC Emergency Health Services did life-saving measures on the suspect, who was transported to a hospital, and the SPS contacted the Independent Office of BC for the police shooting, per news release on May 26. On May 28th, it was revealed during a deportation hearing that a letter was sent to the Abbotsford Police, dated August 13, 2025, that the Bishnoi gang had 1,000 gunmen, which the Abbotsford Police confirmed via Sergeant Paul Walker, who said the details of the letter were sent to other police agencies, as the letter also stated that businesses needed to pay their tax. Kevin St. Louis, constable for the Edmonton Police Service, told the Immigration and Refugee Board in Edmonton about the letter in an admissibility hearing for Jashandeep Singh, who was detected in being involved in an extortion web within BC, Alberta, and Ontario. Constable St. Louis, one of the leading investigators in Project Garter, testified that the members of the Bishnoi gang, started by Lawrence Bishnoi, who has had his gang run from an Indian prison in 2015, paid in small, quote-unquote, amounts to extort money from South Asian businesses, but also for a sense of belonging. Extortion gangs contact South Asian businesses and individuals for large amounts of money, but if they don't pay, their businesses and or homes are hit with gunfire. But there has been a fracture in the Bishnoi gang, which has been classified as a terrorist group in Canada. Three prominent names have emerged: Lawrence Bishnoi, one-time right-hand man, now an enemy, Goldie Burr, and Jorah Sidhu, who made the most calls via WhatsApp. After the fracture, gang members have been notified South Asian businesses in advance for shootings, but the Bishnoi gang leaders don't carry out the shootings, according to St. Louis. Jashandeep Singh, who was in a deportation hearing that extended to May 27th, was identified in a video point to a gun in another man's head, but the same weapon is connected to an extortion shooting in Surrey, according to the Canadian Press via Global News and CBC. Later on May 29th, the SPS attended a building on the 1300 block of Old Yale against an assault report where two people suffered from stab wounds, where one died, and the suspect was fatally shot. According to an SPS press release, the SPS members and BC Emergency Health Services did emergency medical interventions to both victims, where one was pronounced dead at the scene. A male suspect was found short distance away, confrontation ensued, and the suspect died in a Gunfire by the SPS, as IIOBC has been contacted for the police shooting. Just a minute. We're almost near the end of the time. I'm almost done. Just sorry about this. As for the latest numbers, the SPS has 685 sworn officers, 140 females, 545 males, along with 513 civilian employees. Thank you for listening to episode 22 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox.